The digital age has created two costs in the lives of youths. It's all but eliminated the need for them to write, either in block or cursive style, but it's also drawn kids to screens and away from books. There's a reason why the phrase reading, writing, arithmetic has reading first. It's that vital and beneficial at every age. So how do you change this trend? Have your child increase the time spent reading? If you have an infant or young child, how do you create a foundation for a passion of reading? My next guest, along with her co-author, presents the solutions to these and other reading challenges in their new book. The book is How to Raise a Reader, co-authored by New York Times Book Review children's book editor Maria Russo, along with my guest here today, the editor of the New York Times Book Review, Pamela Paul. How are you today, Pamela?
Good. Thank you for having me here.
And, of course, nytimes.com for the book section, pamelapaul.com for Pamela's site. I guess the trauma for parents becomes, I'm not an educator, I'm not a teacher. They think there has to be some finite points of, okay, this age, that age, this, so on and so forth. And you write in How to Raise a Reader, just I guess the parent has to know how to read the child.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's never too early to become a reader, and it's never too late. We deal here at the New York Times Book Review with many acclaimed authors who did not become real readers until they were in their teenage years. So don't give up when your child is a teenager. If they're on their device all day, there is, you know, hope for them. And also, let's say you have a brand new baby, you can do things right now with an infant that will help build a reader, a lifelong reader. There are things that you can do, measurable, research-based things that a parent can do. And it is important, too, to remember a few overarching, you know, guidelines. One is, you don't have to teach your child to read. That's your school's job. The teacher will teach your child how to read. And not all kids learn to read at the same age. And the age at which your child does learn to read has no bearing on whether they become a lifelong reader. So that is a little bit of stress off of you. What you as the parent need to do is to teach your child to love to read, to want to read, to choose to read. Because as you point out, there are a lot of other options out there, right? And those options were not that way when we were growing up. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, afternoon television was bad. You know, there were like five channels. It was Gilligan's Island or the Brady Bunch or, you know, the Lone Ranger reruns from way back.
Yep.
It was not that interesting. The Atari 2 Plus had like Pong and Knight Driver. And, you know, the Atari and the Apple II Plus had like very basic games. We didn't have phones. We didn't have as many, you know, screens. We didn't even have, you know, Netflix or any good TV. So we didn't have as many choices. Kids today have other options. So you have these like sort of two dueling things going on at once. On the one hand, we know that reading is more important than ever. We know that reading is not only a huge indicator of academic success, but also that reading helps with executive function. It helps with kids who can't sit still. It helps with kids who it helps with their emotional and their social development. Reading, I think overall, I may have a prejudice here, makes you a better human being. So parents know that reading is important. Schools know. There's a lot of pressure on the one hand. And then on the other hand, in the home, they have so many other things that they could do. They have activities. They have, you know, extracurricular activities. They have things that they have practice for. And when they have that downtime, they've got the iPad, they have Netflix, they have, you know, social media. So that puts parents, I think, in a kind of, you know, tough spot and knowing that they have to do something that's harder to do than it ever has been.
And plus, reading helps the child develop a curiosity, which has multiple layers of benefits. Your book is divided up by a category of babies and toddlers, emerging independent readers, middle graders, and teens. The babies and toddlers, obviously, that's the point where you're reading to them and having them join in and just really build up that interest, that passion, maybe even entertain them with your reading to skills. But that next stage, the emerging independent readers, that's where I can imagine a lot of parents get the hang up with. Okay, how do I get them? How do I get my child from being passive to active?
Well, it's a tough stage, right? Because when you're reading to your child, you can read really great books, right, with beautiful pictures and sometimes sophisticated language that when a child is young, they don't say, what does that word mean? It's interesting. There's a sort of change that happens in the brain around age 5 or 6. They'll start to ask you, what does that word mean? Before that, they just accept it as language in the same way that they accept hello as language and mommy as language. So you can incorporate sophisticated language, wonderful stories, great pictures when you're reading aloud to them. when they're reading on their own, they can read wonderful literature like the Chronicles of Narnia or new books as well as the classics. It's that in-between stage where you have things like level one reader, and the books are really not that interesting for the kids, and often they're not that visually interesting, so it's a bigger challenge. And one of the things we wanted to do in this book is, number one, show parents other options during that age, that there are some good books in there. Some of them, they're getting better than they ever have been before. There's more than just Dr. Seuss, although Dr. Seuss can be wonderful. But that it's also super important at that stage to remember, your child is learning to read at school. They are not learning to read at home. They don't need you to correct them. They don't need you to set rules or to show judgment if they're picking a book that's quote-unquote too easy. Your job is to make them feel confident and happy and to enjoy it. So you don't correct them when they're reading. If they're not reading aloud with enough emotion or if they're struggling over pronouncing a word, what you want to do is just minimize the frustration. Because especially if your child is struggling and if your child is behind his friends, he knows that. He knows that already, so he might be feeling bad around books. That's a point where a lot of kids become kind of discouraged, and they're like, this isn't fun. This is work. So your job as a parent is to make sure that, hey, you know what? At home, it's not work. It is fun. And if they're struggling to read a book at their level, but their mind is more interested in really fun, sophisticated stories, then you can read aloud books still to them that are picture books, because kids still enjoy picture books when they're 8, 9, 10, even 11. And you can read more sophisticated text-only books. Like, you can read The Hobbit aloud to a first or second grader if they're into that, if their brain is sort of there story-wise, even if there's no way in the world they could read that on their own, so that they're continuing to feel like, you know what, this is fun. Books are a pleasure. Books are something that we do. Books are something that my mommy does. Books are something that my dad loves to do. Books are something that I like to do.
It's a great book for parents with children of all ages, How to Raise a Reader. You know what my review would be of the book? By starting. That's how you raise a reader. You can find out more about Pamela Paul and her work at PamelaPaul.com. She's the editor of the New York Times Book Review, NYTimes.com as well. Pamela Paul, thanks so much for giving me a comfort zone for parents to help develop a comfort zone for their kids in reading. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.